Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 494.
Happy hump day, guys.
Yeah, we're just saying it doesn't feel like Wednesday, but it is in fact Wednesday.
Yeah, it's because we've had a big week. We're out last night at a gig. It's what we do.
Yeah, just hanging.
No, there's no dabbing at a Courtney Barnett gig.
I know. It was, I absolutely loved, it was sort of, I didn't listen to her music before the performance.
Yeah.
I feel like I could go either way, could be the type of guy to look up everything there is to know about Courtney. So then I could sing along and lecture everyone about sort of fun facts.
Yeah.
But I went completely blind, not having heard her ever before.
Yeah. Well, Melbourne artist. Amy's suggestion, or Amy actually said to me, the live thing does something completely different to you. So, like, you win people over doing live gigs. And so, because you see, you get, it's such a, especially the one we went to was like an intimate MTV Unplugged Melbourne. It was sick. It was like a recording of the TV show.
But I also love acoustic covers.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, not just, there was some covers too.
Definitely some covers. There was some really good ones and then her own tracks. But Confessions of a Gronk, let's kick it off there, yeah.
Okay, great.
One from last night, but I won't hit you with that one. I'll hit you with the Mondays one. They tie in together. Mate, how about we're doing a film shoot up in Sydney. I'm on the camera. I got the camera in my hand. Big easy rig on. Up close to a guy getting good audio, nice nice visuals. We told everyone.
Wait, who's being the –
We told everyone to turn off their phones and then – Whose phone?
The reason, can I say why I asked everyone to turn off their phone?
Because
so your phone went off. It was some sort of calendar noise or whatever. And so I was like, oh, that's a good prompt. Everyone,
put
your phone on silent.
No. It was the other way around. The guy's phone went off. Someone's phone went off. It wasn't mine. But then I was like, yeah, surely I've got mine on silent because I'm the video person. I'm the guy with the camera. The camera person usually always knows what to fucking do. No, the calendar invite went off in my pocket. And so little ding. Anyway, last night.
But also on that, so I'm there doing the interview and Tommy's on the camera. So I let the guy finish. He's like, so guy's mid-sentence, you know, ding, he keeps talking.
I was going through the footage. I saw it.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I did a bit of a, let's do that one again. Should we I didn't have to say anything more than that. But then last night.
Oh, mate, this was the best one.
So the MC says, all right, guys, this is a recording. This is, it's, you know, an intimate show.
I actually didn't hear that because I had my phone out at that point just trying to film, not thinking.
And
not
so he was like, you know, don't try to avoid using your phone, or at the very least, don't put your phone up
really high,
right?
Yeah.
And so, first of all, after he said this, no one in the room has their phones up at all. Tommy Jacket has his phone up.
In defense to that, I was speaking to the team from MTV and I talked about like, oh, you guys wanting people to film or like, what do you, you know, with your phones, like people creating content. He's like, she said, yeah, back in the, like in the past we've said no phones. This time where it's okay for people to film the gig while it's happening.
And so I had the
inside word.
And you were, it was okay because you were right at the back.
Yeah.
So that was fine.
I wasn't at the front.
But then
I turned it off. Yeah, I mean, I brought it down, put it between my legs.
And then as they were introducing Courtney onto stage, was it even like the just the first like note of her first song? Or were
No. He literally said like something like, please welcome.
Yeah.
Ring, 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 ring. My phone rang as they were like throwing. So it was probably a crucial bit to the recording.
You also love yelling out things.
I'm at a concert, mate. Don't tell me what to do at a concert.
I just don't think you need to yell. I do. I was just thinking, like, and I even see like when the band is walking past and all that sort of thing. I see you like your lips.
Yeah,
I'm moving. No, really, I'm just don't focus.
Do I just put out a hand? Do I grab?
Yeah, but like I could see in a moment. Don't do any of those things.
Nah,
don't
you
put
can.
Your hand out. Don't grab.
You can.
But we are minor Melbourne celebrities, as I like to call us. for the first time.
Great. Jake just said, Josh is getting so much leg out for the live stream viewers.
I do have a lot of leg outs. Sorry about that, Jake. But no, I...
Or he's not sorry.
Yeah, 50-50. Actually, I'll have to post it. I took a photo of me in the lift on my phone, which I'll have to show you guys. But it was just, I was trying to be funny. Anyway, and it's got my legs.
That's not that funny.
No, it was just whole thing. I sort of like did this like pose.
Miley Cyrus. You were actually like trying to take a photo.
Yeah, but I was like almost doing like a sexy. I've seen like Miley Cyrus has been going crazy at the moment with like, is she? I don't know if she's having a meltdown.
I mean, the nipples out. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that photo? Yeah. Holy moly.
I never knew what they used, the burn tool on Photoshop. Burning, it's like the old school, you wouldn't know about this. Well,
it's just like blurs?
No. So there's dodge and burn. These are old like film techniques. So like fucking Ansel Adams back in the day when he's doing the big landscape shots, you have to like burn the area that is like lighter if you want to make it darker. So it's just a way of making a few shades darker.
Okay, yeah.
And it feels like potentially Miley Cyrus used the burn tool
on her nipples.
On her nipples.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's fine, whatever. But I just noticed that there was, there's been a bunch of those photos, which is why I took that photo.
Great. HB said, hey guys.
G'day, HB. The reason I was saying that we're Melbourne minor celebrities was because we did do the whole in front of a photo wall picture thing.
Yeah, we did.
I'm glad you got that recording, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I did record it. It's on our Insta stories right now if you haven't.
Why are you glad?
No, there was just because you were lining up in the queue and you weren't sure how to approach the photo in terms of, are you going to put your arm around Tommy? But in the moment, you just leave with it. Oh, yeah, Tommy, put your arm around me.
Yeah, well, I have to direct because otherwise it just feels a bit weird.
I think you did the right thing. I mean, the girl that was there in the pink jumpsuit she just lent into that. Mm-hmm. She's by herself asking the professional camera person to use her little point and shoot camera, not even her iPhone. She's outsourced her photography to the professional
just
one.
Just having options.
And then she's fully posing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. I mean, it's definitely just like you remove that all that thought of what other people might think, which I think it's fine. Mm. So you lent into it.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm excited. We're doing some stuff with Visit Victoria and MTV where we're going to go to a bunch of music events.
Yeah, a bunch of live shows.
And I'm excited to be like a live show guy. Like I'm excited for that to be like not part of my personal brand. Let's not like talk about it in that language.
The gig guy.
But I just like the idea of just that there's something about it that's like because I also think I'm like, what else would I be doing right now if I wasn't
100%.
Here?
I think I've never gone to a gig and thought that was the biggest waste of my life.
Mm.
I've always gone, I really enjoyed that experience. It's just the getting off the couch and making your way to the venue. Mm-hmm. I mean, we did get a kebab before, which was lovely.
Falafel.
Falafel kebab. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you make a night of it, which is what we'll be doing.
Yeah.
Making a night of it.
No, I enjoyed it. But I also think that the acoustic part of it is like the unplugged element I really enjoy.
Unplugged.
Unplugged, just like no electric, like it's all like analog, I guess, or whatever they call it, non-electric.
Did they have like did they have amps and stuff?
Well, they had a PA system.
It was definitely loud. I mean, that's why when I said unplugged, because I was like.
There was definitely electricity. There were a lot of lights.
Lots and cameras. They're all plugged in.
Unplugged.
But it was unplugged.
Man, the strength of the lights at
got
points.
Your bit?
Yeah, so there was some moments where like near the end of the songs they would sort of put the these lights they had in the back of the performers that would punch out to the audience.
They were shooting from stage.
Yeah. and it would really get me. But what it did remind me of is, do you remember discos in school?
Yeah, in primary school we had them, yeah.
Do you remember strobe lights? Now, before you answer, I have a feeling that by the time Mr. 97 went to school, they would have outlawed strobe lights. Mm,
I can't remember them outlawing them at my schools. Did they do it at yours?
So, no, they had them, but there was a huge amount of talk about epilepsy and getting epileptic fits. And so I was like so paranoid that I was going to have an epileptic fit. And so I couldn't enjoy the disco. Like when the
did they not tell you that it's the bit about you need epilepsy to have the epileptic fit?
But the thing is, when you're in fucking primary school, that's the time that you're going to fucking learn if you have epilepsy.
It could come in later in life. I mean, you never know.
Isn't that against your argument? That like you don't like you can
no, but you're saying the first time you'll ever work it out is having it as a trigger for that. Like, I wonder how many people their first time have ever working out, they've never been triggered.
It's gonna be triggered by something, doesn't it?
Not necessarily. You can have epilepsy. Like, I used to train a woman who had epilepsy, and super scary. Like, she was telling me once that she went to an event, a luncheon, you know, Rich Albert Park woman. Did a lot of lunches. She's the one that used to just sometimes take me for coffee instead of training, and it cost her $80 for the session. Free coffee for me. But she said once she woke up and she's in the bathroom and she'd hit her head on the on the toilet and someone came in and sort of found her, and you know, but she can't remember. Like, she just went to the bathroom. Another guy I used to train,
Was he rich as well?
Yeah, he actually was. Poor bugger though. Lunches. He had surgery. For his epilepsy, and something went wrong, and he lost a lot of his short-term memory. So he used to not know my name, but he knew that I trained him. And so he'd have to sort of – but his speech sort of went, and so it was a serious thing. But, no, it's an interesting one. Like,
well, yeah, how do you know? So, for instance, so the epilepsy thing, I remember just closing my eye. Like, I was just paranoid that I was almost like – oh, don't look, don't open your eyes for too long. Otherwise, like, I almost was putting myself into a state where I could have like placeboed myself into an epileptic fit or some shit. But
I wonder if that has happened, placeboed into something.
Yeah, I don't know if that's chronic. The right language.
No, but I know what you mean. You're thinking so much about something. So,
well, that's how I feel about my arm. I was asking 97 if my left arm should still feel weak from my blood test.
How did it feel weak though before? Like, why would it make you feel weak? Like, other than just having a bruise?
I feel like I can't like close my fist hurts to close.
That's not good. That's not good at all.
No, but just do you feel a bit of a numbness?
No, actually, there's a bruise on the left
so
one.
Yeah, I've got a bruise. I took the day off.
I had that last week and then this side, no bruise, just a mark. So she nailed this was yesterday and this was 1 week ago. Still got a bruise over this side, just like a light bruise. And then over this side.
You still got your stamp on. Did you shower last night?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Kept the stamp on from the event.
Oh, mate. Nightclub days. You just
get lots of stamps.
Every week you just see a stamp on the arm. It's a real sign that you've been out
97,
having a good time.
What concerts have you been to?
Three? I mean, Coldplay.
Coldplay. We were probably at Coldplay at the same time. MCG or what? Sorry, no.
Eddie Had. Was it? Was
Is that
it
Marvel
maybe,
now?
Was it like maybe 5-ish years ago?
Yeah. All the lights. Like it had like you had all, out everyone. Had
You had an armband or something like that, and you'd I mean, every
cool
concert's
was
like that.
What?
Every
concert's like
that. Yeah, a bunch of concerts. Sam Smith had them as well. I mean, they did flashlights and stuff, but
well, used to be the lighters.
Yeah, dangerous.
Yeah, very. Oh, no, iPhones, they could get everyone to bring out any phone now has a flashlight.
I guess. I just remember leaving, like trying to beat the trail. I was with Byron Cook. He invited me. He had free tickets. We both worked at the radio station. And it's that classic thing of leaving just like when the encore is starting to try and beat all of the traffic. I just remember being very impressed because like, we're out on the street and that was still flashing. Like it was still picking up the
Actually,
how does it work? They are controlling the signal?
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
They turn it on midway through the show.
And then, so what do you do with it? Just bin it?
Keep it as a keepsake.
Souvenir,
Well, because we're getting those. When do we get our silicon wristbands?
Oh, we get them for next week. But it doesn't have lights in it. That's what I want. I want to be able to control people's wristbands.
Yeah. It would be cool to be able to select different colours.
Do you remember
the
magnetized wristbands that they were flogging that were like
the
health
ones
bands?
That improve your balance and stuff. What were they called?
I think Jules Lund got involved in some way. They ended up being a complete scam.
Can you look that up? They were the I mean, also that mood rings. What do you think of mood rings?
Never owned one.
No. They were big when we were growing up though. Did you remember them?
Yes. I like the idea of if there's some sort of natural rock that changes colour, What are you laughing at? No,
a natural rock that changes color.
Yeah.
They're called power bands, by the way.
Power bands.
Power balance bands.
A power balance band.
It's got everything that you want.
What is it? Power
balance. Well, I just feel like you would definitely.
I'd like to be Perfect in a band. I'd like a band. Yeah.
What happens? I was thinking this morning, Mr. 97 pointed out the fact that our testosterone is actually at its highest, at peak amount in the afternoon.
Is that true?
I heard it on a podcast.
So it must be.
Mm. Yeah.
Have we ever said anything uninformed on this podcast? Never. Fact check.
Mr. 97 said some stupid things in his time.
So anyway, it got me thinking about the whole testosterone thing and what happens. So like for people who don't know, Tommy for the past probably 8 to 10 months has been pushing this thing that he's got a lot more testosterone than me. I think I pushed back in the early days just to rev you up and with maybe through heightened testosterone, you bit that bait. And so it got to a point where you decided that for episode 500, we would all get our testosterone tested.
Yeah. The great thing is we all got it measured first thing in the morning. The blood samples were all 8 a.m. 8:30.
And so I'm wondering though, where is the fun? So if you win, where's the fun in that? Have you thought about that?
If I win it?
I just don't want people to feel uncomfortable.
I mean, so just look like this. I'll show you the reaction. It could be this.
So he's just smiling for people who only have the audio thing.
I'll just be looking around at the crowd. And,
what do you think, 97? How do we save it? Like do we need to raise the stakes or something?
You know what we should have done? We should have just kept it.
I don't want to hear what we should have done.
Imagine if it would have been Tommy's free testosterone.
Yeah.
Your total testosterone and my total testosterone.
No, that's just confusing, mate.
No, but that'd be perfect.
Why?
Because then you'd probably win.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but we're not here to rig metrics.
We're not trying to rig it for Josh to
win. I'm not asking for some sort of Russian Olympics sort of deal. I want to take this out fair and square.
Yeah.
But the annoying thing is that what I was hoping is that there would be at least one metric that I could beat you on.
But you only got testosterone, mate. Right?
We just got that. Yeah, that's for now. This is a single test.
And so I think that.
Isn't it like, don't worry about me. If I win, it's like, whatever. But if you win, dude.
Yeah, no, it'll be amazing.
It'll be unbelievable.
Untapped potential.
I was going to say you could get the testosterone molecule makeup, like a tattoo of the.
Oh, yeah.
whatever the molecule makeup is of testosterone.
So if. If we get to a point where we get results back and there's some sort of, it's considered some form of medical condition that one of us had based on it being so low.
Yeah. There is options.
How funny is that?
I mean, it's not the end of the world. It's a thing that, look at how common is low testosterone amongst males.
But like if Mr. 97, if it was like, it turns out that he had.
Oh, he's definitely not because he's putting on muscle and you need testosterone and. I mean, he's doing it quickly and he's looking good. High chance there that he's the winner.
Mm.
So
potentially. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring it up because
I was thinking
of maybe having a gift for you if you won that I like surprise you with. But
double down on the greatness. I was
going to get you a t-shirt that said Mr. Perfect on it.
Oh, yeah. I'll still take that. I mean...
Because when I said
you should have saved it for an announcement and surprise on the night.
Well, but who's got time to do this?
You could have just told me and then I could have done it.
Well, I said to you I had a surprise for Tommy or whatever and you said, okay, well, don't tell anyone else or whatever. I don't know if that surprise is happening. I don't have time.
Tell me.
Huh?
Tell me.
No, that's what I'm saying. I told you this surprise for Tommy.
Mate, you're not going to, you wouldn't have done it anyway.
Yeah.
you can't take you seriously when you say you've got a surprise.
Yeah, I know.
Or you're going to do something.
And so
that's the key one, do something. Can't take you seriously if you say you're going to do something. But what you did do this morning, which, I mean, fuck, snowball of comments.
In flurry?
Yeah.
Influx?
I mean, flurry of comments came through this morning.
Yeah.
on your coffee order.
Mm.
I didn't really get into it, but I saw that there was traction. So I'm curious. I knew that,
yeah, you...
I've heard all your bullshit before. I hear it daily.
Mr. Perfect doesn't like my simple, relatable content. A 97 came up before. He hands me his phone and goes, "Your coffee content's going off."
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically, it was something like that. Anyway,
that's good. Yeah,
it was sort of that sort of phrase.
That's good. Just, so tell us about the coffee content that's gone off.
Well, no. So I, this morning I thought, you know, I need to actually shaved my face. I was like, I'm feeling good.
Oh, you
Does
did.
That make you feel good?
Yeah.
I noticed the shave.
Yeah. Do you like it?
I mean.
Good feedback.
Not really.
Why?
Because I think that just like a mani, like mine right now is too fucking long.
Mm.
I'm just lazy and I don't want to shave it to look like a 4-year-old boy.
So I'm going to be Mr. Perfect for Ep 500 then.
Yeah, but I mean, you clean shave. You have
this
done
isn't
that quite
a clean
regular.
Shave though.
I mean, that's the closest thing for a clean shave for me. I haven't used an actual razor and whipped cream, whatever it is. Fucking
shaving cream
in 10 years at least.
And so what's your criticism about me not having a beard?
Oh, I like a bit of stubble. I like it having sort of like a nice line under the neck.
You're acting as if we have to go to bed together or something.
You asked me my opinion.
Like it.
Yeah, no. You asked me my opinion.
Well, you literally, not only that, but yesterday, and you've gotten a little bit better of feedback about my visuals.
Appearance.
Because now you actually lump you into it where it's like, oh, now we need to get haircuts. Before
Yeah.
at 500.
Yeah. But it's the same area as admin. I said, well, if I'm going to do it, you don't do anything without anyone else around you doing it for you or booking you in to do something.
I think the thing with haircuts specifically
is. I was just saying, get a haircut before episode 500 because I'm going to get one. And so I reckon, mate, come out looking your best.
So your worry is that I think that we've spoken about this before. Your worry is that you get a haircut and I don't get a haircut?
Oh, not at all. I just thought you might have wanted to.
I think he was just throwing you a rope to help you out.
Oh, if you want a haircut.
But what does that mean? Why? What? I don't need rope.
No, because you wouldn't do it. Anyway, you wouldn't have gotten a haircut before episode 500.
But I almost want to push back and say I'm going to wear a hat.
Oh, no, wear a hat then, if that's your thing. If that's your thing, though. But then we're going away and you definitely won't have time on the Wednesday because we got shit to do. And then on the Thursday, we're flying out. And then you're over in the States looking like an absolute fucking gronk. Yeah. I'm just trying to... like that's my thinking. So I'm saying,
I get it.
If you want to
there
do it,
there should be a barber at the airport.
No, that'd be good. I mean, there's
don't
booth
you think?
There's
in the lounge. In the lounge, like,
dude, there's booth haircut. Cleaners at airports.
So what are we going to do? So lounge, we only have access for two of us to go in. Are you guys going to toss a coin or something? Or we're just
happily
going
to toss a coin.
Yeah, we can do paper, scissors, rock like we did.
But
last
are you going to get upset? So
no,
no,
it's okay.
I received an email.
Wasn't for me.
No.
We will get to his coffee content. We've gone slightly off, but
just quickly, by the way, Russ says, does Bree prefer the clean beard or a beard or a clean shaven face?
Oh, yeah,
Bree prefers a clean bathroom. Yeah. Which means beard.
Jim says get your nails and a spray tan while you're at it.
Yeah, that's a very classic content.
Yeah.
We could definitely
full wax.
Oh, I got my back waxed in it. The only
crack
time
back and sack.
The only time I have ever had my back waxed was in LA.
Really?
And I don't get many allergies, but the rawness of my skin. I think I was scaring the lady that was doing it.
What was it doing?
Because it was just every like the strips. Every time it ripped off, it would be like. Whatever the shape of the strip was red.
Mm. Mm. On your back.
Mm.
Well, it is warm. It's sensitive. It happens. The thing is, when you start getting grey hairs, my friend, it looks like a big silverback gorilla. He's got big, sort of thick grey chest hairs, and he gets his chest waxed, and they're so thick it like rips out, and he bleeds from the little spots. So anyway, you're not at that point. But it is. I think, Gemma, are we right that it's like it does cause some kind of like redness if you haven't had it done much? Mm. I could imagine.
Gem just said she'll book us in for laser, full body laser.
Laser I could get around.
No, you couldn't because there's at least 6 sessions that you need to do and that's 6 times that you need to make an Insta story on the way there.
Is that because we're getting it? Indoors. Yeah. Is that what you mean?
No, I just thought It's a coping mechanism.
Oh, no. I thought you meant that it was like integrated content.
That would be annoying, wouldn't it? Anyway.
On the coffee thing.
Yeah, so the coffee.
This morning I was thinking about what sort of coffee I was going to have. Brie is in Sydney, and so I'm left to fend for myself, have to organise my own coffee, which is fine, whatever.
And he asks why I recommend that he books in a haircut when I do.
No, but that's not you doing anything. And I'll book it in for you. To the where?
I'll book something in for
you. Where are you going?
I'm going to Arte and Frank, good friend of mine.
As in the one that you've been going to for 15 years?
Mm.
The bald guy that I met once?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
It's got a dog named George. It's Southside.
Yeah. It's worth it though for the cut you get. Very sharp.
What do you pay?
$50.
Oh.
Is that a special deal?
Support your mates.
It's definitely not a special deal at $50.
No, that could be.
No, it's a special deal for the salon, yeah, for sure. $65 or something for the normal cuts. Fresh cuts, yeah.
In LA, I actually I've had a haircut before. It was the most expensive haircut I ever got with this will blow your mind. It was at the Grove, 97, or it was next to the Grove. You know, it's got like the market section.
Mm-hmm.
Went there, barber, did the beard and the hair. And also,
cutthroat shave? A cutthroat shave?
Cutthroat shave. A lot of places don't do it now because
was this back in the day when you had your full neck beard?
Yeah.
Is it that year?
Yeah, it would have been like
so
that.
So they got rid of like a solid.
No, it wouldn't have been that big. Nah. I was with Bray, so it wasn't with on my
Nissan trip. Oh, it wasn't with Nissan. Okay.
Trip. But the it was $170. Bray couldn't believe it.
Is it including ink tip?
Yeah, it would have been too. Okay. But still crazy. And so you've got to be careful. Something could look a little bit small and boutique, like a little sort of pop-up shop.
Did you get the shock of your life when you walked up there and he said the price? Or you know entering in it was going to be like $100?
This is the thing with travel, and then we'll get to the coffee. And we should have a conversation about it. You can't get bogged down in the small transactions of travel. You need to sort of accept the fact, like I've been fucked over by the smoothies before. Remember I spent $40 on smoothies in Vegas. These things happen. And the thing is what we're paying for is this unique experience of being fucked somewhere. So you need to accept.
There's more pleasurable places you can spend money to get a fuck.
In Vegas.
Definitely.
No, but the thing is, I'm serious though. You are paying you haven't been to Thailand until a taxi driver has fucked you.
Yeah.
Like you need it. There's all these things.
I know.
And so that's why I think so.
So you really got screwed with that.
And so I think, but I think that we need to, there's going to be opportunities within LA.
Yeah.
For us all to be fucked. And we just need to sort of accept it.
Yeah.
Not being silly, not just being crazy.
Yeah.
But there's got to be times where it's like, oh, you know what? This is a bit silly to pay $12 for a juice, but
we'll do it.
I'm on Hollywood Boulevard.
I reckon Mr. 97 is actually the prime candidate because he wants to eat healthy. Mm-hmm. He wants to eat raw. I can just imagine he'll get trapped into a $16 ball.
Which means we're trapped.
it's our fucking money. Yeah. So your coffee thing, you breeze away, you're fending for yourself, you're going to get a coffee.
And so it was hot outside. I made the decision that I was going to move from hot beverages to cold beverages.
Right.
And so I then started to think with my shift in coffee order, how am I going to describe it to the people?
What's a coffee order?
So how would you describe your coffee that you normally get?
Today I went and asked for a strong 3-quarter latte
mm-hmm.
in that specific order.
Okay.
Strong, the reason I do it is because I can't have him fuck it up. I want it to be double strength.
Okay. Well, this is the thing that you haven't necessarily considered. What is their computer system and how are they doing this?
I couldn't tell you.
And so I asked a cafe close to my house because the way that I normally do it is, can I please have one large, strong almond flat white, please?
Large, strong.
Can I get one large, strong almond flat white, please?
Yep.
I said, how is that for you? And she said, what? I said, the order, how is that for you? And she said, And then she was sort of like a little bit confused. I'm like, could I say it in an easier way for you to be able to put it in? Because she always sort of like, it's almost, it's like Fonda, big criticism of Fonda. They change their menu for one thing.
Yeah.
Secondly, when you go to order, I have the table number in my head. So I'm like 12, 12, 12, yeah, 12, yeah, yeah. 12, 12, 12, 12.
You need
12,
to say
12.
It.
Like, hey, yeah, just table 12.
Get out the of thing the way.
Is, the thing is, they can't put a table number until the end of the order. And so every fucking time they say, I do the order, and then they say, and what table number was it? Even though I've given them the table number.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I understand how these systems work.
Yes.
And so it turns out that what the girl behind the counter said was lead with the coffee type, i.e. flat white.
Flat white, okay.
And so flat white, large, strong almond. And so when it came to the iced coffee, I had a big panic that, yes, I thought you got 5 minutes left. Yeah,
I think it's pretty funny. Bro, I was doing your thing that you wanted me to do.
No, Mason Josh tells him to give us a hand up to say 5 minutes, guys.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's good. I appreciate that. No, so I had an incident the other day where I sort of said, can I have a latte or whatever? Can I make it cold? I just fucked the whole thing up. And they had different, they had an extra large size as well. It's quite hard to ask for it because, and it, when it goes from large to extra large, it changes the type of cup from sort of your traditional coffee cup to sort of the plastic smoothie style cups, which I sort of like. Anyway, so I did it today. I said, could I please have, can I have an iced latte strong with almond milk large, please?
That's the wrong order.
No, it's fine. She gets it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which most of them should be adaptable. The problem I have is the restaurants you go to where it's like they've just disengaged their hearing. You've said one thing and then they – I know that it is the process. I've bit my tongue so many times.
What are you biting your tongue at?
Just like not saying, you're not listening.
Yeah, like,
are you fucking not listening? No, I wouldn't do it either. I wouldn't do it. That's why I say
I didn't have to bite my tongue though.
Yeah, it's frustrating when you just say one thing and then they just don't listen to you.
Well, we had, Bree and I had a situation on the weekend where we ordered two Diet Cokes and then another waiter came over and gave them to us and said, here you go, here's your two Cokes.
There's a problem though because some places will say that and then you got to go, Diet Coke. Yeah, Diet Coke.
Yeah, and because it didn't have like a little lemon or anything in it. And so Brie tasted it and was like, yeah, no, all clear. And so then I was like, all clear. So it was Diet Coke. Anyway.
I mean, how many baristas are actually just serving up lattes for flat whites?
I wouldn't even know the difference. No, I was thinking what is an iced flat white? Does that even exist?
I don't think it does because it's all about the milk froth, right? And there's no milk froth.
Milk what?
You know?
Milk what?
I said it. What are you going to say?
No, I just like you saying it.
Say it.
Froth.
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 Froth. What is it? Froth?
Froth.
Froth.
It's easy to say froth.
Froth.
What? Milk froth.
Yeah.
There was a time where I got into, there's a few things that I have been caught up in, like getting into other people's vernaculars. Scandals, or whatever. No, people saying, oh, I'm frothing that. Yeah. I said that a few times and Bray's like, don't say frothing.
No, don't say
you
that.
You fucking
bug. It's like it's your dab.
Yeah.
Well, you got to be a surfer. It's very like surf culture.
What about
culture?
The word that you hate?
What is it?
Doggo.
A doggo. It's a dog. Well, I don't even know what it means.
Yeah, you get really upset the other day. Oh, fucking people saying doggo.
Doggo.
It's a, don't be dumb. It's a dog.
It's a dog.
Anyway.
It's
no, I get that. Anyone else?
Just back on the waxing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Jem said the first thing is that it removes the very top layer of the skin.
Oh, ouch.
And the second is often a sensitivity to the wax. Mm. Grace said she'd love to see the content from a laser session.
Yeah.
Great, Grace.
Dom said, I'm bald and I paid $25 for a haircut the other day. It took ages. He made a real production out of it. There was a hot towel involved.
Of course, yeah. All good things end in a hot towel. I mean, yeah, there
$25
for a bald haircut.
Bald haircut.
I have heard, I think maybe Carl Barron talks about it, like just is fucking playing with the head, like, you know, massaging heads, just getting the fucking...
At Doncaster Shopping Centre, Amy... Amy got a haircut a couple of weeks ago and I went in to see her. And I just look around and all of the people are doing this massage thing to these people's shoulders. And I was like, is this place a massage parlour as well? Mm. But no, it's just that place. Everyone gets massages before they start the haircut. I appreciate that.
Is it by like someone who has...
No, it's by the person
doing the hairdresser. Yep.
Yeah. No,
you can't it's do just, that.
What's something we could implement in our business? Before the video?
Blowjobs for everyone.
All right, sicko.
I mean... massages aren't, I don't like the idea of them doing that.
Well, I guess it's an intimate service. You are sort of like cutting and touching and getting physical with the head.
All right, no intimacy before she's clients prick their ears though. It would definitely be tummy looking after that. I'd be getting the camera set up. Anyone else? 97?
We got an email from Gordon.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I've been watching your podcast on YouTube since Josh did his interview on Matt Diavella's Ground Up show. Mm-hmm. I love the energy you guys have on the show and I thought I'd share something that I thought was funny. I narrate audiobooks and sing opera for a living in the States. And since you guys were chatting about how many books you read throughout the year, I decided to total mine up. Over the past year, I've read 31 books,
solid.
Some for work, but many for the simple joy of reading. That might be a little more than Josh's 10 hours.
Mm. I wonder if he reads out loud. He doesn't have
for
to.
For the audiobooks?
No, we're just in general, books that aren't audiobooks.
He's so used to reading audiobooks out
Maybe it's good
loud.
Training. I remember when I first wanted to be a TV presenter, I'd read my books out loud in my room. So I live by myself. Mm. But I'd read it.
It's an extremely annoying habit.
I'd
if
read
if anyone's
it.
Around.
Yeah, if anyone's around. That's why. Doing it by yourself. But maybe that's how you train to
Do
be
you
an
read
audiobook.
To Bodhi?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like to get into some good flow, emphasizing specific words, having play with it, get real animated. He loves it.
Which books?
Like the more animated. What to Do with a Chance is his latest one.
What's the deal with that book?
It's about this. It's a self-help book, essentially. It's about this kid who – and they – a chance being like take a chance doing something. Mm-hmm. But they create the chance. Chance is this thing, looks like an aeroplane, looks like this little paper plane. It's yellow and it has sort of dust following it. And this kid doesn't take it and he starts not grabbing the chance, continuing to not grab the chance, and then the chance doesn't appear. He doesn't see the chance anymore. Yeah.
That's a great story.
But then – he wants to start finding the chance again and take a chance. Anyway, Bodhi loved it.
Great.
And so you did too, probably.
I mean, it's always nice when they're fucking, there's only so much bloody Peppa Pig you can think about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is something in that. Maybe
Miffy goes flying.
Maybe for every book, there should be a kid's version that you could read. So, say, if you're reading, like, what is it called? How to Not Give a Fuck. What is that book?
Satellite.
Satellite of Not Giving a Fuck. Like what's the kid version of
the
that?
The Satellite of Not Giving a Fudge.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
And it's all about
a fudge store.
Yeah, it's all about yeah. There's an ice cream store definitely in there.
How many years of this podcast do we have to do before we've
written a children's book?
Andy Lee style.
Yeah.
I would love that. I would love to.
Craig Harper's written a children's self-help book.
Really?
It's called Brian the Beige Bear. And so when you go into his office, it's up on the wall and he's been working with somebody and it's going to – I don't know where it's at, but
he hasn't released it yet.
No, he read it out at a workshop, weekend workshop that he did that I was at, mm-hmm. and it was awesome. I loved it. Brian the Beige Bear. I don't know how old the kid has to be, but it's like Dr. Zeus. It's weird as shit. Dr. Zeus is so weird. That's one of his favorite ones, like some Dr. Zeus book. It's – yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, getting back to the email, if you're looking to get into reading books on a regular basis, just set aside time like you would for meditating or working out at the gym.
All admin, but go on.
It's been inspirational to listen to your podcast every day while I work out, and I've learned so much about your culture. I can't wait to see what the future holds for you guys. Best of luck.
Oh, thank you.
Brother.
I wonder if there's Australians cringing at the idea that we're representing Australian culture. You know, just that we are.
No, it's our own. It's called Gronk culture.
Yeah. Anyone else on Instagram 97? Before, and then we also need your LA fact.
Sam said, gets are great, but have been loving the last few weeks or so with just the three of you.
Oh, thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
Pete joined. Goldie Guts joined.
G'day, Pete. Goldie Guts.
Goldie, now, I wanted to message you because I think we need someone to make sense of our tests, of our testosterone tests, and I thought we could all take a photo of the results and send them individually to Goldie Guts, who understands this shit.
Well, I feel like Goldie Guts is going to sabotage mine.
No, she likes it.
She had a blow up at me this morning.
I didn't say that.
BS, she said about, because I said, oh, I'm not getting another keep. I knew that if I take a video of my keep cup, everyone's going to crack the shits of it. Remember, I think probably like a year and a half ago, someone was DMing me about not using a keep cup.
Oh, yeah.
I've had two keep cups. I've lost them both. But Goldie Guts was quick to say, BS.
This is a compostable cup?
Yeah, so how do we feel about compostable cups? I don't think we need lids. Lids are unnecessary.
Yeah.
Anyway, so recyclable. I feel like 97, is Goldie Guts writing anything?
Nah, not yet.
Okay. So I thought what she could do is actually just translate it, write it in a fashion that would mean that it would be the slow reveal. Like, you know, like it's sort of gives you a little explanation about what we're looking for and the number.
Is this you saying that you haven't been able to get Nathan?
Oh, no, no, no. This is to hand over to Nathan. Because okay. Imagine handing Nathan just three numbers and he like he needs with a little
context,
bit of prompting.
Yeah.
With a little bit of prompting. I would prefer to be just having some nice results to read out.
When's your next date night so you can go see Nathan?
Yeah. Nathan, he's joining us on a date night.
No, when is that? When he's speaking to Nathan about
it? Yeah, I'm just going to Insta him.
We don't even know his availabilities.
Yeah.
Who's the next person outside of Nathan?
Gemma. Queen Gronk.
Well, she's emceeing. I just think that we need.
Yeah, I mean, it ties in nicely then. Or Goldie Guts, she can come. She's great.
Yeah. No, I'll have a think.
I mean, anyway. Don't think too hard because I'll be the one organising it. So.
I'll let you know who I think.
Goldie Guts says, wow, in your head, everyone is angry at you, Josh.
In your head, everyone. Yeah, fuck off, Goldie
Guts. Just dedicate yourself to a keep cup.
No, it's fair. It's fair. Anyway, no. LA fact of the day before we jet off.
Powers Place, southwest of downtown LA, is the city's shortest street at 13 feet.
13 feet?
Yeah.
12.
That's
3 metres.
Yeah, 4 metres, 3.9
metres. 3.9
metres,
far out.
Where is it?
Powers Place.
Powers Place.
I don't know where that is. So it's downtown, so city.
Could we shut down a street to do an episode of the podcast?
Yeah, we've shut down. I mean, maybe it's like a through road for like.
But maybe there's heaps of people who are going there, you know?
You reckon? Can you find a photo of it, Mr. 97? We'll suss it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good chat.
good fact.
All right, guys.
Hi at the dailytalkshow.com. One other thing I was going to say, if you email us and you put in your address, because we don't have enough admin.
Oh, that's bullshit.
What?
Oh, sorry, not the admin thing.
Is bullshit though.
Just on the street. It's literally, so there's two streets running parallel, one going, you know, forward and the other going backwards or whatever in terms of like the direction of the cars.
Yes. You got me.
Oh my God.
It's just a road in between the two.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what street is.
No, because it's just like a turnoff.
Oh, okay, but they've called it a full street. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have a look at it.
No, you win some LA facts, you lose some LA facts.
So what I was going to say, from now until episode 500, we'll shut this off at episode 500. We will do a sticker run because we have stickers and we have envelopes. So if you email hi@thedailytalkshow.com, say g'day, write a little note, put your address, Mr. 97 will send them out next week. Also, if you enjoy the show, you can leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We're on Instagram, screen grab, share on stories that you're listening to us. Tag us up, please. That's appreciated. And give us a break about the keep cups. We're all doing our best. And the thing I'll say to Goldie Guts is I walk to work every day. How do you get around?
I think she works from home, to be honest. No, I'm serious.
Does she have any lights on? It's a Daily Talk Show. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.